What does real estate wholesaling mean in this fast-changing digital era? What does wholesaling real estate mean in this fast-changing digital era? My name is Ola. I'm here to have some fun. Hopefully, you have some fun. I'm going to share some secrets with you. Pretty much, our core three secrets is what you're looking at in front of you. You want to get in front of massive traffic of buyers and sellers, driving for dollars, knocking on doors. It's pretty much going to burn you out if you're an average person. Yes, there's going to be that one guy who's in the testimonial out of about 10,000 people that the gurus are training. But for an average person, it's not going to work. Okay. And chances are you're already feeling that heat. And it doesn't seem like you're going to close the deal anytime soon, right? We're going to talk all about that very soon. Yes. Secret number three, never spend money or time of marketing that doesn't create living connection. Living connection means you spend money and time one time, but you have connection with a percentage of this audience over and over again without having to spend money or time. You can watch my other videos on the secrets of real estate wholesaling. You can search that on YouTube or Google. It should come out right up as long as you put my name next to it. You just put Ola next to the search string. So for example, secret wholesaling real estate Ola, you see the videos. Okay. Secret number three. Lead everything with your personal brand and value. Attraction marketing is the key. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper. I said deeper. We're going to dive a little deeper into this a little bit more today as far as attraction marketing is going. This is getting better and better. That's the power of technology. With technology comes data. You need to learn all about data. We're able to collect a lot of data and we're able to take care of a lot of people and we're able to create cash flow in our business. As digital wholesalers, as digital real estate professionals, you don't have to wait until you close a deal to make money because you're collecting data and data has value in itself by itself. Data has value in itself by itself. So we're going to be talking about that today. I do have something I call a three-pillar system that I want to share with you here today. So basically, this last part right here, bonus if you choose, okay? You don't have to do this last part, but it's a bonus if you choose to. And basically, what I'm going to share with you here today, you have to do things backwards, okay? From what everyone else is doing. If you win in this game of digital era, you have to pay attention to a little bit of more details, okay? Of course, it's easy to drive for dollars and not close a deal and just say, hey, woo, 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 we're doing deals, right? But you're not really doing any deals. For example, let me show you some example here, okay? I have some things before I share with you the details in the three pillar system, you must stick around for that. It's very important. The three pillar system will put you in front of money and will put your game, your wholesaling game in a perpetual marketing position. I want you to write that down. Perpetual marketing. That means marketing that never stops, that doesn't have ultimatum, marketing that you can do over and over again because money is coming in even before you close a deal. Okay. On the second step, on the second pillar, money is already coming in, right? How sweet is that? If you really want to know about that, because the people that win this game is really a game of the survival of the fittest. And I said that in the seven secrets here. The seven secret here is a game of the survival of the fittest. And I told you about funded proposal, and we're going to talk about that today. Remember, I said here, perpetual marketing position, and we're going to dive a little deeper into it. Today, I call it a three-pillar system. And as a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of creating a system that wholesalers can plug into. They can build their buyers list, monetize that buyers list even before they close a deal. That way, they can continue to fund their marketing because if you can't fund your marketing, you will stop before you close a deal. Some people call it they want to do deals until they diverge. They want to keep driving for dollars or calling people or cold calling until they diverging. They become a diverging wholesaler. Well, most people will never get to that point because, again, it's a position that really gets very, very tiring. Okay. So, with that being said, I want to share something very cool with you. Okay. Hello, what's going on? So, I'm switching screens. So, pardon me for a second here while I switch screens over to a Facebook page. Well, I wanted to show you some example real quickly of people that are basically wasting their time. They're following gurus that are basically trying to run an analog business, a digital business, a digital age business with analog strategies. It just won't work, okay? For most people, it won't work, okay? So that's why I wanted to share this with you. So look at my screen right now, okay? You should be able to see my screen right now. There you go. All right. So this is one of the most popular groups of wholesalers on Facebook, okay? I'm a part of the group, but I also come here to listen to what people are LinkedIn and see what they're struggling with. This is Wholesaling Houses Elite by Maxwell. Okay, which, by the way, I do like what a lot of things that Max says makes a lot of sense. Okay, makes a lot of sense. I could read between the lines. I can see that. But you know, the whole is encouraging driving for dollars. I could see that he has testimonials. But that testimonial, never forget that one guy on the testimonial is the only guy that's closing deals with driving for dollars. Okay, if you have a job, you have no reason driving for dollars. You can learn a better marketing strategy very quickly, and you can make some money before you close a deal, and you can build a buyer's list and actually close deals eventually, okay, without burning your brakes on your cars or without burning your car up, basically, okay? So with that being said, let me go through here. There was this comment that I saw here earlier today, and I felt like I should show it today. Let's see. It's right here. Let me scroll down. All right, so we have a young lady here who says, is feeling annoyed. Okay, this is a good example for me to show you, so I have to show you. She said, I'm so sick of wholesalers acting as buyers, okay, holding my property under contract until they find a real buyer. Then it falls through. Shit's annoying. Tell Maxwell. So she's pissed. You've been following me, by the way. Jesus, this channel, if you're brand new here, make sure you download the book absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. That's myempirepro.com. That name is because I teach you how to build an empire and not just a wholesaling business. A wholesaling business is pretty much on a thread. It can break. And right now, wholesaling, the way we knew it traditionally, is dead because of this very simple thing that this young lady just said here. Wholesalers are acting as buyers. That was traditionally what it was, not acting as buyers, but you go there as an extended network of buyers. So you can put a house under contract, and then you pull the buyer to the table to buy the deal. They pay you a finder's fee. They pay you assignment fees, right? But that model is good when it's not overdone, right? When it's not oversaturated. That model is good it's only good to a certain point, and we already hit the breaking point. Okay, in this situation, think about it. All the gurus, Than Mary, Max, well, right? He's not doing it on a big scale like city to city. But I'm talking about the people that go from city to city. They're teaching all those people. They go to the hotel meetings, gurus, tons of YouTube videos teaching people how to do wholesaling, and people trying to actually do it, right? So wholesaling is the new hot and popping thing, just like entrepreneurship, right? Everybody want to be an entrepreneur, but once you have a whole market full of entrepreneurs, that doesn't work, right? It won't work. It's not sustainable, okay? It's not sustainable. Time, patience, and time must always be part of the formula of a survivable or sustainable economy, okay? So, unfortunately, in the wholesaling investment economy world, the model that we have right now has too many wholesalers in the game. What that means is that a bunch of quote-unquote buyers that don't have real money, credit, or resources to actually buy a house, and very little buyers. Okay, it's just too much. It's just not sustainable. It's basically what she's crying out about here. It's basically what's going on. People post fake postings on Craigslist, fake houses. When you call them, they say, hey, that property is sold. Are you looking to buy a property? Or let me get your name. Let me add your name to my list. That's basically what's going on. People that want to build a list, but they don't really have money. There's no real buyers in the game. If there's no real buyers in the game, right? When I say no real buyers, don't take me out of context. There are still people that buy houses. There are still buyers, cash buyers that buy investment properties. What I'm saying is that the number compared to how many wholesalers in the game is ridiculously way too high. And because of the easy accessibility to the internet, people are calling listings, cold calling listings, as Max is obviously encouraging, but they don't really have the resources to buy these houses. All right. And they're lowballing offer. And, you know, the market is pretty much feeling the heat. They know something is wrong somewhere. It's just not sustainable. And this young lady is complaining of the same thing. People are putting houses under contract, and then she really trusts that they're going to do something, but it's falling through, right? So now if she has a wholesaling deal, really what she needs to do is what this person suggests here, and that solves the problem instantly. So, but I can feel her pain a little bit too, because back in the days, you can still trust people a little bit, but now You really need people. If you have, by the way, if you're doing wholesaling successfully and you have a house and somebody wants to put it under contract, you're not going to have another wholesaler put your house under contract that you already have under contract without at least $3,000 in earnest money deposit, non-refundable. Okay. That's what you should do, because they're a wholesaler. Before they do that, if they have a buyer, tell them to bring their buyer to the table that you'll pay them once they close, but don't lock the house under contract, you know. So she's complaining here, but you know, some pretty interesting comments here, and I thought I should come here and show you and read some of them to you. She has a valid point, but this person has a valid point that earnest money deposit, non-refundable, will solve that problem. If it's a wholesale property, there's no need for another wholesaler putting it under contract without actual money, non-refundable. It needs to be done that way, because it's just too many wholesalers calling houses that have little to no intentions, no cash, no resources, no credit to actually buy the house. So it's a wholesaling fest with no cash. Money comes from one place, from buyers, from actual qualified buyers. I don't care if it's cash or not. Actual qualified buyers. That's where money comes from. And the game is lacking buyers. The game is not lacking deals. Okay. Yes, I know you had those people on your cash buyers list. You have them, they're ready to go, but you need to look for deals for them. What I'm telling you is that you're missing the point. The game is not missing deals. The deals are there, but those deals that are available don't fit that buyer. Plus, those buyers are cash buyers, blah, blah, blah. They can find their own buyers. I'm trying to word it a little bit differently. What I'm trying to say is that it's your responsibility as a business owner to find a way to extract money out of the present economy of real estate wholesaling. And the way you're trying to play buying buyers list or getting buyers list from gurus when they sell you another course, it's just not going to fly. You're going to end up wasting time with people that don't want the houses you're going to bring to the table. So what does that bring us? You need to build a buyers list. I'm going to talk about that in a second a little bit here. All right. So somebody says did once, okay, and the actual buyer wasn't disclosed all the issues that I stated and backed out. What do you mean? I'm not sure. Do whatever you have to do to get fakes out of the mix. Don't be afraid to lose buyer. Let them know money goes to title company, not you. That's fact. They know it's just wholesalers trying to get a piece of the pie, and my property is priced just right. Well, I could tell she's an agent, and I think she's disgruntled with wholesalers. That's not really the solution either. She may need to calm down a little bit on that. Wholesalers can be a very good part of the game, you know, but I can feel our pain at the same time. I can feel our pain, you know. There's no need for wholesalers to be locking properties under contract if they're not dealing directly with the homeowner, who is not an agent, a completely neutral person who has a property with some equity in it, maybe it's a short sale, a motivated seller. This person, Danielle, happened to not be a motivated seller. She's just another part of the professional world of real estate. And this is what's wrong. That's part of the things that's wrong here. But she's also right that there's too many wholesalers basically calling each other. And that's because the market has changed. You know, the world of media has changed, and real estate professionals refuse to realize that media is part of their business. Marketing is pretty much what you do, okay? Attracting people is pretty much how you get the product, and that's how you get the money, okay? One side of the game, there are three P's. There's product, process, and people. The product part is also people, because it's motivated seller people that will bring you the product. The other side of the people bring you the money, that buyers. Buyers bring money. Wholesalers do not have money. We have too many wholesalers with no money. We have too many wholesalers calling for sale by owners with no money. Okay? Wholesalers need to shift to becoming master marketers. They need to learn how to market. If they can learn how to market, the game will reset. If the game doesn't reset that way, it's going to be disastrous. It's going to put regulations in places, and it's pretty much going to throw people in jail for acting like a realtor in any remote fashion. So I'm just saying it right now. It's going to happen. Enough people are going to complain, and they're going to be like, wait, you're a wholesaler and you're trying to sell the property? Are you an agent? Are you a licensed agent? You're not. Well, you're doing something illegal. I'm going to fine you $10,000. No, you're going to go to jail for 2 years, right? Something like that is going to eventually happen if something doesn't happen soon enough, okay? So somebody said actual cash buyers will usually do EMD. No questions asked. That's true. Okay. So if it's an actual cash buyer, they will typically know their numbers and they will put money down. Okay. The guy with the cash knows he can complete transaction. The guy with the contract does not. This is true. All right. If you get good properties, you get repeat. So they always say that too. Good property is only 65 ARV. Well, if you learn marketing, it's not only 65% ARV that are good properties. There are good properties that can push up to 85%. That space right there, you can still make some money by helping somebody get rid of a property and still get a assignment fee from a buyer that's not necessarily a 1,000 houses buyer. That's not necessarily a real estate investor that's savvy in the game too much. It could be somebody looking to buy a rental property for crying out loud, right? The rental property makes a lot of sense. It is kind of close to retail, but it's still doable. They're making double digits return on their investment. It's all cash flow, right? And they're not necessarily a real estate investor who wants instant equity, okay? This person wants this property because it's cash flowing right now. I will build my equity with time. See, any game that's sustainable always have time and patience in it, okay? Anytime people, the whole market is just looking for instant equity, it's not sustainable. It's going to crumble. I want you to think very hard about what I just said, okay? Anytime a game only involves people who are looking for instant equity, like the closer to 100% those people are, like all real estate wholesalers and cash buyers looking for instant equity, it's just not sustainable. That space, that 35% equity right there is what makes up an economy, is why real buyers come into the game and buy. Rental properties are good examples of what I'm saying. They don't need a full-blown equity before they can cash flow. Okay, you can cash flow on a property, buy it at retail or close to retail and still cash flow. And then that money coming in from the rental is paying down the mortgages and all the service loans or anything that's on the property, the expenses on the property. And therefore, you're building equity with time and patience in that formula. That is the only way this game is going to be sustainable. If we don't do something about that, yes, the regulations will come in and fix it for us, and that's not what we want, right? So I'm suggesting right now, as a real estate wholesaler or wannabe real estate wholesaler, learn how to market digitally. Learn digital marketing. Learn how to use marketing and build a list, right? And stop doing things that's pretty much putting everybody in trouble. Stop calling. I'm saying it right now. I really feel like too many people are calling for sale by owners, acting like buyers, and they're not real buyers. Something's going to happen that's going to shake everything up eventually, at least on a state-by-state basis, okay? So earnest deposit, but yes, non-refundable deposit given towards purchase of property to legitimate. Yes, that's actually the right solution for her. She needs to, but I can also feel her pain. What I really wanted to point out here is that somebody is complaining here. Okay. That's really what I wanted to point out. And I think I've done that justice. So now let's get back to the three pillars. I want to share the three pillars with you. It's the first time I'm sharing it with you in the real estate wholesaling world. I've used this significantly to help some people make their first money, their first commission in the network marketing world. But it's time I bring it here. I'm going to introduce it right now. And if you're interested in it, I want you to go ahead and download my book and follow all the way through until you get a hold of me. This is going to disappear in the next few days, by the way. Take a 30-minute free coaching session with me, okay? That's going to disappear in the next few days. We're working on that right now. But basically, what I'm about to share with you is going to be something that a lot of people will benefit from long term. It's called the three-pillar system, okay? It's called the three-pillar system. What it does is allows you to practice attraction marketing, okay, in your real estate wholesaling game, okay? It allows you to set yourself apart. It allows you to lead with brand, with your self-brand, right? It allows you to set yourself apart from all those people calling all those for sale by owners without any intention to buy a property or the resources or the ability to buy any property, but you're able to capitalize big time on your skill set as a marketer, okay? So in addition to the three-pillar system, I'm going to have basically our 6 weeks masterclass of marketing to leverage with it, okay? But basically, number one says attract and build your buyers list, okay? That's done basically on the internet, okay? Using digital marketing. You can use Facebook. You can use YouTube. You can use Instagram. Basically, That's the first step. Attract and build your buyers list. The second step is to monetize your buyers list so that you can perpetually market without even closing a deal yet. Okay. So the problem is that people can't really market without they closing the deal. Okay. And even if they close the deal, they run out of that money soon enough and then they're back to square one again. Some of you can testify to that right now. Okay. So I'm going to teach you how to make money even if you don't close the deal. Okay. Even if you haven't closed the deal yet, so that you can turn that money around and continue to market, because the game belongs to the people that can market perpetually for life, even if they don't close a deal. It's the survival of the fittest. That's what wholesaling real estate mean in the digital era. Okay. You need to become a professional list builder. That's it. Okay. If you don't do that, you will be out of the game soon, because you will get frustrated out of the game. Excuse me. Is that making sense? And then the third step, when you have a list that's yours, forget the list that the gurus are selling you. Those lists, they're not going to be good enough for you, okay? Matter of fact, they may never be good for you, okay? I'm telling you right now, I closed over 40 deals myself personally. I've closed tons, 1,500 plus deals on a referral basis since I got on the internet, because I don't need to close deals anymore, right? Because I have the how can generate leads for the people that close deals, right? Because of the skill set. But anyway, after all of those deals, right, I have never closed one single deal with a cash buyer. That should be a shocker to you, okay? So never mind the list that the gurus are selling to you as a cash buyer. You best believe if that list were that valuable, they probably won't sell it to you. They probably won't give you access to it. There's a reason why the gurus are selling that list. There's a reason why they sell courses too. It's a part of their revenue stream, just in case you haven't really figured that out. It's a major part of their revenue stream, okay? So they are able to use attraction marketing. They offer value to the world in the form of education, information, and that content become a gateway drug for opportunities for them. Because guess where you take all your deals? If you can't figure it out, you take it back to them to help you figure it out, right? To help you close the deal. It creates more money for them, and rightfully so. So I don't have a problem with that. But I'm trying to have you see the real deal here. The money that you're going to make when you are a professional real estate wholesaler is not just going to come from closing deals. Your money is going to start, you're going to start making your money from step number two, as you see right there. You're going to learn how to monetize the list, okay? The buyers you attract are essentially people that are real estate wholesalers wannabes that will never close a single deal. Many of them belong in the buy and hold section. Okay, and it's your responsibility to teach them that, because that's the only sustainable way to have a real estate, healthy real estate economy. People actually need to be buying those houses. We need some landlords / investors that will actually be buying these houses, because if no one is buying, no one is going to make money, because money only comes from one place, from buyers. So a lot of people that are trying to wholesale really have no business trying to wholesale. What they should be doing is building long-term wealth. Okay, so it is your responsibility, if you want to operate this like a digital real estate wholesaling, to educate them on that, and then you can wholesale rental properties to them where they can cash flow, and you get to make a lot more money because you're not selling to a cash buyer who wants instant equity. You don't have to limit yourself to cash buyers that want instant 35% equity. It's a limited way of looking at yourself in this game. There's a lot more opportunities outside of 65% of ARV. And I want you to start paying attention to that, because I'm going to talk more and more and more about that. But some people are going to start taking advantage, and you don't want them to go before you, basically, okay? All right, so you attract and build your buyers list, yes, from real estate wholesalers, wannabes, that need to come in the buy and hold game instead of waiting forever for that $20,000 deal, because it's not going to happen for an average human being. It's just not going to happen. Okay, you could drive for dollars all you want. You could knock on doors all you want. You may never make $20,000. You know why? Because time and patience is not a part of that formula. Okay, you need time and patience to be a part of that formula. You need systems in place, right? You need people buying cash flow properties, and they start building wealth with time over time, and they use their regular monthly income as is coming in from the rental to pay down equity. They're building equity, they're building wealth, they're building net worth. $20,000 from wholesale deal is not really all it's hyped up to be, by the way. That money, you finish, it's over, it's a wrap. Now you're looking for the next one, right? And you're not paying attention to wealth building, because wealth building must involve passive and residual income. You learn that from kindergarten wealth building. You learn that from Kiyosaki. You learn that from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Secret of a Millionaire Mind. You don't have cash flow, residual income. I don't care if you made $82,000 on the deal. That's only going to help you boost your spending habits, and you're going to spend it, and then you're back to square one again. Okay? So we need to bring it back to basics. So if you're truly here and you really don't have, only if you truly don't have the cash and the credit and the resources to buy a rental property, that's only if you don't, then I'm going to teach you the three-pillar system. Okay? You're going to set it up, and you're going to help the people that can, among all those real estate wholesalers want to be, the people that can actually buy, you're going to help them, guide them to buying and holding so they can build long-term wealth. And you're going to help them also with property management. You're going to create some cash flow for yourself in that. It's a lot of fun. We're going to keep talking about this, okay? And you're going to monetize that list, okay? Basically, you teach the ones that, there are two types of them. There are some that really don't have the cash. They will go in the direction of buying into the three-pillar system. You make some commission. That way you can keep marketing perpetually. And the ones that can truly afford it, you direct them into a property, into a rental property. You make some money from that. And you can even get your license, make some commission, and make some money on the equity side of things too. Okay? There are legal ways to do that. Absolutely. Okay? And then you're closing deals. Okay? So two ways. You monetize your buyers list by, you know, obviously selling informational product on three-pillar system, basically, to real estate wholesalers that really need it. The ones that have the cash and the resources, they need to be buying and holding, because it's the best way for them to build wealth anyway. Because it's long-term, it's systematic, and also you get to bring some cash flow to yourself. Some of them may not have the time to be a landlord. You could create some cash flow for yourself by being a property manager for those deals, okay? And you're closing deals. So basically, attract and build your buyers list. Monetize that buyers list is one part. Close deals is the second part. We're going to clean this up, but that's the three-pillar system, okay? Let me see here. This is basically perpetual marketing, okay? I'm going to put that right here. Perpetual and attraction marketing. Okay. Attract, build your best from oil gurus. All right. It's a ton of them. They're bringing them into the game. We're going to try to fix the market. It's too many people. It's a wholesaling fest. That means no cash. That means nobody's making money. Okay. So when I say real, that means real estate wholesaling. Okay. And second part, monetize your buyers list. Okay, monetize buyers list, close deals. So basically, this will be real estate. I call it digital real estate wholesalers. Okay, that means they'll be learning digital marketing. Okay, they should learn it, and they can use the system as well. And this one is buy and hold cash flow rental property. Properties. This is what's going to sustain this game. This is it right here. Okay. This is what's going to sustain this business. This is how to build a sustainable ecosystem in the real estate wholesaling world. Okay. If we don't do this, the government is going to come and do it for us. And you know how to do that. Use regulation. That means you don't have any chance anymore unless you become a licensed agent, okay? But there's certain solutions. We don't want that, because there's certain solutions that real estate wholesaling, the way it's originally supposed to work, brings to the table. And you want us to keep on. So just stay tuned as we continue to explore this. I already teach this in the back office. Just go ahead and download the book, okay? On my empirepro.com right here. And it will give you access to a 7 7 video courses, okay? Smart Business Empire, so you can really truly learn the fundamentals of what we're talking about here. But basically, over the next several days or weeks, I will be building a new system called a 3-pillar system for real estate wholesalers that you can basically plug and play, okay? You build your list and you can monetize that list so that you can bring in some money even if you don't close a deal, right? It helps you to keep marketing, and you can also feed your family from that because it's cash flow. And then you close some deals actually when people actually buy a rental property, because some of them don't have the time to actually run a real estate wholesaling business. They don't have the time, but they have the cash, they have the credit, they have the resources to build wealth. And you can joint venture with all those people to build massive wealth. So if any of this is not clear to you, just ask me questions in the comment box below, because I'm sure it's a brand new thing, right? I'm sure you're thinking it through. You're trying to sort it out like, this kind of makes sense, but I have a question. Just drop that in the box, comment box below. I really, really appreciate that. So I want to connect with you. If anything I said makes sense so far to you at any level, please give me a like, a thumbs up. Click share and share this with your loved ones, because I think they will find this valuable, especially if they're already into real estate wholesaling. Also, what's the last thing again? Like, share, comment, and download the book. MyEmpirePro.com is where the book is at. So you can get a good idea of, and you need to read the book 10 to 15 times, by the way, to really get a full grasp of this whole thing. Okay. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. And peace.